Okay, let's learn. Chav Beis Mabez, we are up to Vaharei Arla, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Vaharei Arla. Remember the machlokas so far? We've had 2 days ago's daf, machlokas Chizkiah and Rabbi Avohu. We're still deep in that machlokas. Chizkiah again, what is the makor for the Isser Hana'ah of Chametz B'Pesach? Chizkiah learns it from a local makor, from Lo Ye'achel. Lo Ye'achel includes Isser Achila and Isser Hana'ah. Rabbi Avohu has a more general makor that whenever it says any lashon of Achila in the Torah, it includes even Isser Hana'ah, unless the Torah goes out of its way and matirs the Hana'ah in that context. Okay, so we're going to talk about today another eight halacha context, which the Gemara is going to keep bringing in. Doesn't it say Lo Sochal and isn't it Mutter? So what's the makor? So that's what we're going to, that's today's daf. Again, right after the Rabbi Akiva that darshened the Etz Hashem al-Kechatira. That's what we're up to. Okay, there's a lot more drushes on that Gemara. Feel free to look into it. Vaharei Arla, says the Gemara. Arla, which is produce, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to use it. It's Arla. It's Aser Bahana. The Rachmana Amar Arei Lim Lo Yeachel. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat it. It shall not be eaten. Vitanya Arei Lim Lo Yeachel. Ainli Elo Eser Achila. I only know that Lo Yeachel means Aser to eat. Minayin Shalo Yehanem Imenu. How do you know that you're not allowed to get any Hana from it? Shalo Yitzvabo, that you're not allowed to use it to color something, to dye something. Right? Plants. How they used to have dyes in the old days, they used to have it from plants. So how do you know plants of Arla you're not allowed to use to dye something? Below Yavlik Bois and Air, you're not allowed to use it to light a candle. Tamalomar as kindling. Tamalomar va'aral tem Arla so, etc., etc. The end of the pasuk, Arilim lo yeachel, l'rabosis kulam. So the whole pasuk has a few lashonos of Arla to include not only Isser Achila but Isser Hana. So says the Gemara. Taima the kas of Rechman of Aral tem Arla so, .. Arilim. Right, it sounds like that there's a local mucker to teach me that it's Asr Bahana'a. Halav hafi hava mina Israel mashba, Israel lo mashba. So it's a kasha, and again a kasha l'chora on both. Because it's lashon ye'ochel. So even Chizkiah would agree that that's Asr Bahana'a. It's a sure kasha on Rabbi Avohu, because why should Rabbi Avohu require a separate mucker by Arla? The answer is the Gemara. La'olam, as an aside, Tosas points out in Tibur Maslo Minayin, The Brisa says, how do you know that it's Arla is Asr Bahana, and you're not allowed to use it for coloring, and you're not allowed to use it for kindling? Coloring and kindling are kinds of Hana. So why would we have thought otherwise? It says it's Asr Bahana. So it's Asr Bahana, and you can't use it to dye something. That's just an example of Hana. Why does the Gemara have to give us that example? Tosfos says, on the third line of Tosfos Minayin, V'yomeri, D'salka Daitach, D'tzviya lo chashiv Hana'a, D'lo havi ela chazusa ba'alma. Color is just in terms of appearance. When you color something, did you really do something? It's just chazusa. It's just appearance. So you might have thought that that's not really a hana. We find in other areas of halacha, we're going to have on daf chavav in a couple of daf, that if you look at something from the Beis Hamikdash and you think it's gorgeous and beautiful and you get tremendous hana'a, mara ein bo mishum me'ila. That's not called hana. Is that called an iser me'ila from the Beis Hamikdash? No, you're just looking at it. It's just visual. So too here, that's the Havamina. If something is just visual, also Baba Kame, they talk about it, is that called a shinui which makes you kone? If you steal something and you dye the wool, or the last paragraph of Baba Kama, Semer Vavitzvao. So the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses, is that a shinui? Is that a change? If it's really the same thing, it's just a different color. So that's here too. Says Tosas, you might have thought that coloring something is not really getting benefit from it. You didn't change it. Kamash Mulan, that's the inclusion of Lo Yitzvaba. Okay. Other answers are given by the Rishonim, but that's Tosas' answer.
So it's like halacha where you're not changing the...
What?
According to that
Svara,
right?
According to the Svara, maybe for Hilcha Shabbos, Soveya Malacha Gerua, right? You would say, according to the Lamdas that we've said, Hotzah Malacha Gerua, because you're not changing anything. So this is, I guess there are different levels of Malacha Gerua. Hotzah is really Malacha Gerua, because you're just changing the context, you're not changing the item at all. Maybe the Kamash Malan here is that it is somewhat changed. Maybe that's the Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, the Tzviya does do something. So it says Lo Yavlik. Tosfos in the Hemshech also deals with why Lo Yavlik is, why that's a Chiddush also. The continuation of Tosfos deals with that. Because you might have thought that because you're burning it, you're doing what you're supposed to do with it, so you might have thought you could get Hana'ah through the burning. Like the Gemara previously said by Chametz. So answers the Gemara, so again, why do you need a separate Makor by Arla? Says the Gemara, Lo'olam lo yachel mashma, ben Isra achila ben Isra Hana'ah. Really, lo yachel includes both. like Rabbi Abo says, like Chizkiah says, v'shayni hasam dichziv lachem. The only problem here by Arla is that there's a another word by Arla that says lachem. It should be for you. So therefore, because of that word, I would have thought that though generally lo ye'achel includes Yisr Hanah, this word lachem is limiting it. The Yitzrich, and that's why you need the extra pasuk. I might have thought that the extra word lachem is going to teach me it's for you, you can get some benefit from it, and that would balance out the general Yisr Hanah. Kamash malon. That's why it has to come along and tell me an extra pasuk of Aral Tem to teach me that no, Arla is still Asr Bahana. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. One second. So usually you would have known Ye'achel is Asr Bahana. But because there's a lachem there, you have to have another pasuk to teach me it's Asr Bahana. So don't write either of the psukim. And just write Ye'achel, leave out the lachem, leave out the extra pasuk, and you're back where you started. Says the Gemara. So once you've balanced it out and knocked out the lachem, so what's the point of writing the lachem? What's it meant to teach me? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lachem itself must be teaching me something also. Likidatanya, as the Brisa says, lachem l'rabos es hanatua l'rabim. Lachem includes a tree that was planted l'rabim. What does that mean? Rashi says, l'tzorech rabim. A publicly used tree planted for the needs of the public. Kegon be'emsa derech l'chol over. In the middle of the street. A tree in the middle of the street that is included, l'rabos, it's included in the Isser of Arla its first 3 years. Tosfos says it's in Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. Either way, that's a l'rabim. L'tzorech rabim, it's a public tree, so it's included. That also has a chiyuve Arla. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lahoti is a natua l'rabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lachem is just the opposite. Lachem is excluding a natua l'rabim. So what's the machlokes? So my time is the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama include it and Rabbi Yehuda exclude it? Tanak tichsiv unetatem. The pasuk says, in Kedoshim unetatem kol eitz macho. Plural. You all shall plant a fruit-bearing tree. So says the Gemara, Uliyachid mashma l'rabim lo mashma. Unetatem, that public lashon, is mashma liyachid, to include yachid trees. Why? Because unetatem, the Gemara is assuming, means all of you, each one of you. Unetatem means each one of you. We'll see where that comes from in a minute. But Tanakama assumes unetatem is including only yachid. So so the next word that has an inclusion, was including yachid, was including rabim, and that's why the Tanakama holds that it's included. But Rabbi Yehuda unetatem mashma bein l'rabim bein liyachid. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, unetatem already includes rabim. Ubulachem bein yachid bein rabim. And yachem includes rabim. So you have two limudim to include. And we have the principle, have a ribu yachar ribui. It's two inclusions. So once you included something, if you included something else, it must be not meant to include, and therefore, ein ribu yachar ribui, an inclusion after inclusion, really means an exclusion, and therefore the second one is used as an exclusion to exclude a natul or rabbit. Where does the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda sounds right, unetatem, all of you, sounds like a public lashon. Where does the Tanakama get this idea that unetatem, you all shall plan, that's lashon yachid, is meant to talk to each person? So that, you speak about by Shavuah sometimes, or whenever you speak about Sfirsa Omer, that was close. The Gemara says in Menachas on Daf Samachem Abayz, Usvartem lochem imacharas Hashabbos. Sviras HaOmer. What does Usvartem mean? Svira l'kol echad ve'echad. And there are many examples throughout the Torah where the Torah uses a plural language, and it's meant to be each and every. When the Torah uses a single language, that's just the opposite. A lot of times, a single language says you, Bnei Yisrael, as a unit, as a whole. For example, Tosfos here on Sabachem Abayz in Menachos, it contrasts Usfartem Lachem Echad Shabbos, Sviras Omer is a Chiyuv Yachid, Visafarta Lacha by Yovel. You shall count Yovel years as a Mitzvah on Bezdin, on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. So you find Ulakachta Lachem by Yemrisha Pliyas Hadar. What, only one person on behalf of everybody? No. Lulav and Esrog, that's Chiyuv Yachid. So whenever you have a plural Lashon, there are many examples of Usfartem Lachem, Ulakachta Lachem, many examples of a plural lashon, which means svira l'kol echad ve'echad, or l'kicha l'kol echad ve'echad. So that's l'chora where the Tanakama here gets it from, by assuming unetatem is l'yachin mashma, because that is going on each and every yachin. Okay, that is Arla. Next, v'hari truma, d'rachmana amar v'chozor lo yochal kodesh. by truma, it says a zar, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat kodesh, to eat the truma. Vitzan, and we had a mishnah in Erevin, ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'zor b'truma. And we had a mishnah that says a nazir is allowed to make his Erev with wine, even though he's not allowed to have wine, or Yisrael betruma, and a Jew is allowed to make a betruma, even though Yisrael cannot eat truma. Why was that? So Rashi and Tosfos here quote two different reasons which we had there, though one of them was within the sheet of Sumchas, if you remember them. Rashi says, because after all, each of these people could really benefit from it if they just do something. A Nazir could go to a Chacham and be shoal on his Aziris and get rid of his Aziris and then he could ultimately drink the wine. Or a Yisrael could be shoal, go back and retract on his Hafrashas Truma. It'll end up being Tevel again, and then it'll be Mafresh from somewhere else and it'll eat this stuff. So therefore, in both cases, says Rashi, is really right for him. The postkim question Rashi, because this was not the shita of the Chachamim. This wasn't the general mainstream shita in Erevin. The mainstream shita was what Tosfos here says, which Rashi there in Erevin says too. Tosfos Ma'arvin, he quotes first time up, Mishem Da'afakab Tolo Chazilai. As long as it's right for somebody, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be right for you. See, either way, those are two ideas that bring back fond memories from Masechas Erevin. So says the Gemara, so one second. It says, you can't get any hana from Truma, but you're allowed to use it for your Erevs. You're getting hana. So again, if Lo Yochal, according to Rabbi Abo, includes even Isser Hana, so how are you allowed to use this for your Erev? That's the question, the Truma part of it. We'll talk to about the Naziris in a minute. Amar Rav Papa, Shiny Hasam, Damakra, Trumaschem, Shalachem Tehe. Similar as we had before, no, there's a special pasuk by Truma, which would have made us think that it is mutter bahana. Shumaschem shalachem tehei. You would have thought shumaschem. There's a puzzle that says it should dafka be your truma. I'm sorry, let me take that back. There's a separate puzzle by truma that matters it. Just like Rabbi Yavo assumes that lo socha always includes this hana, but he says if you have another puzzle that's matter the hana, then it's mutter. So here too, truma. You have a puzzle that's matter the hana because it says shumaschem shalachem tehei. Rashi points out that this pasuk is really by Trumas Meiser, which is not Truma Gedola. Trumas Meiser is the Truma that the Levi has to give to the Kohen. But Rashi says, Hu Adin, right? We compare Trumas Meiser and Truma. So that is why, according to Rabbi Avohu, you need the pasuk of Trumas Meiser coming to teach me that that's, usually it should be Aser Ba'ada, because it says Lo Suchal. Kamash Malan, it is Mutter. V'idach, just one mind. What does Chizkiah do with Trumas Chem? Chizkiah doesn't eat Trumas Chem, because Lo Suchal means just eating. So what does he say it means? He says it just means Trumas Chem l'chol Yisrael kamar. It's just not really teaching me anything. It just means Trumas Chem talking to all B'nai Yisrael. All of your Truma, you have to treat as Truma. And it's all Aser Lizarim. Okay, but it's not really meant to teach us a specific halacha. Period. What do you need? So Tosfos there discusses this. Mitzvah Lav L'Henos Nitnu. Tosfos here. V'lo parachacha libido adarba im arvin el bar mitzvah mitzvah Lav L'Henos Nitnu. So he says you have to, maybe it's not according to the Manda Amar that you're doing an Erev L'Dvar mitzvah. Maybe it's according to the other Manda Amar L'Dvar Rishus. But it's a question about mitzvah Lav L'Henos Nitnu. Good question. There is an interesting question I saw, two ha'aris. One is a Chasam Sofer. Here's a Harifus question on this Gemara. What does this Gemara assume? That Ma'arif l'nazir be the only reason you're allowed to be ma'arif for nazir b'yayin. So Rashi says because he can be shalal as naziris, and Tosfos says because it's really right for somebody else. Says the Chasam Sofer, one second. We know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. There are three different shitas in the Rishonim. What is d'oraisa about Kiddush? What's d'oraisa about Kiddush? It says zochros yom shabbos l'kach. You have to make Kiddush. Three shitas in the Rishonim. Most prevalent shita is what's the d'oraisa? Words zechira b'dvarim. That's why there's even a sheet of Reb Kiva Eger that says when you see somebody in shul and you say good Shabbos, you're going to say Kiddush. You already said something nice about Shabbos. Good Shabbos. You're saying Shabbos is a special day. Question whether we pass in that way, but that's Reb Kiva Eger sheet up. That's one level. The next level down, somebody showed him say no. Even Kiddush al Hayayin is Daraisa. Saying Kiddush while you're holding a cup of wine, that's also Daraisa. Again, everybody agrees Lamaisa that you have to use wine and drink the wine. That's all Drabanan. The question is, what's Daraisa? So one sheet is that just saying anything is Daraisa, and everything else is Drabanan. Another sheet is that Kiddush al Hayayin is Daraisa. But then there's the third sheet. There's the Rashi, which is not really Rashi. Rashi in Nazir Davdalad, who says even drinking the wine is Daraisa. Drinking the wine is Daraisa. So says the Chasam Sofer, according to that Shita, that even drinking the wine is Daraisa. So if you read that Gemara in Nazir Davdalid, the Gemara seems to say that even a Nazir is allowed to drink Kiddush Friday night. Because you can't have, he was ready Mushma B'Yomei Mehar Sinai. to drink wine. It's a din daraisa to drink wine Friday night. So ask the Chassam Sofer, what's the whole issue of Ma'arvin Lanazir, but Yayin, because it's right for somebody else, according to that Rashi, it's right for him. Because that's not included in his Naziris, because he can drink wine Friday every Friday night. That's the cash of the Chassam Sofer. What do you have to come up with the lundis of Rashi and Tosfos? According to that Shita, if you really hold that drinking the wine Friday night is part of the Din Daraisa, that your Naziris was never chal on drinking wine Friday night, and therefore you should say that's why it's mutter. Ma'arvin Lanazir b'yayin, because he can drink the wine. Answers the Chassam Sofer. No, there's a difference. Because in Shulchan Aruch, you only have to drink a revius of wine for Kiddush Friday night. And if you remember back from Erev, you need two revius if you want to use wine as your Erev. So it's not going to be enough. Even according to that Shita, one is enough, but you need two. So the other one, you're going to have to come up with the reason of Rashi and Tosfos. That's the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer on this Gemara. One. A second point is in the Achiezer. Achiezer of Chaim Ozer, in Chela Gimel. He has a question. It's okay. He has a question. He just has the Ha'ara. He says, one second. He says that the Gemara is talking about that Shroom is Asur Bahana'a. And therefore, you need another pasuk to teach me a heter by no. You need the word shumaskem. I say, what do you do with shuma? You give it to the kohen. You give something to the kohen. The Gemara all over the place talks about the concept called tovas hana'a. When you give something to somebody, you get hana'a. Why? Because they owe you something now. If you give something to somebody, so then you're getting hana'a from that, right? The only time that's not true is rachman alasana chesed shel emes. Right? You bury somebody. Why is it called chesed shel emes? Because it's the only chesed that you don't look for something in the future. It's chesed shel emes. It's purely for the chesed. Chesed shel emes. Right? There's all the burial societies are called chesed shel emes. Why? Because that's the ultimate. You don't get anything back. But by every other chesed in the world, by a fresh, you give truma. So if you're going to give truma, that's obviously you're going to get hanah. So what more do you need? Says the Achiezer. What's the Gemara saying? That, oh, you need a pasuk to teach me that truma is mutter. The fact that the Torah tells you that there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, that itself, the assumption of that chiyuv nesina, is that it's mutter b'hanah. That's the question of Achiezer, he doesn't answer it. But Sarachi in Ksas. So why is it only Sarachi in Ksas? Why isn't it Sarachi in Gadol? So I saw the answer, B'shem the Dvar Shmuel, that, no, the point is, if I give you something out of the goodness of my own heart, wonderful. So you're going to say, I owe you something. But if I have to give you something, and I give it to you, it's not such a hakaras atov. Okay, I can choose which coin I want, but come on, how much is the coin going to give me credit? If I bring him over something stam, then okay, that'll prove that it's mutter b'hanah. But if I'm going to give it to the coin, the coin's like, thanks a lot, you had to give it to me. Right? So then the coin, that's not called tovas hanah, because the coin knows that he has to give it to me. And just in an extreme way, a couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday night, we had a mocker that illustrates this. We had a mocker that's speaking about the Rambam and the Ramban about whether there's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs by truma. Hafrashas truma and Nesinas Truma, or just one unit. So there we had the Marganisa Tavos, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who had the description of what's going on, why the Rambam only counts one mitzvah, unlike the Ramban, who counts two mitzvahs, one Hafrashas Truma, one Nesinas Truma. So the Marganisa Tava on Shorash Neimasar in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, you know why the Rambam only counts one mitzvah? Because really there is no Nesina to the Kohen. Really, all the Jew does is mafresh the truma, and then the kohen is zoche mishulchan gavoha kazachu. He kind of gets it from Hashem. Just like karbanos, once the Jew separates it as truma, said memela, he doesn't give anything to the kohen. Mishub shekol elu kano Hashem yisparach, v'nasan l'kohanim, v'heima hazoche mishulchan gavoha, v'einen nosde mishalahem klum l'kohen, ela mishel chelek Hashem, shekano, etc. That's what he says. Again, that's in that context. But again, that highlights this answer of the Dvar Shmuel, I think. Because that's the Dvar Shmuel saying, you're not really giving him anything, you have to give it, but this is even more so. Conceptually, you're not giving him anything. So that's why there's not going to be Tovas Hanah. He's going to say, Hashem gave it to me, not even you. So that answers the question of why you need a pasuk to teach me that Shum is Mutar Bahanah, and not just the halacha that you have to give it to the Kohen. Okay, that's a beautiful question of the Achiezer, and the answer, and the Raya from the Marganisa Tava. We continue. Mahare Nazir, about the eighth line, Vari Nazir Rahman Amar Mechasan Mazaglo Yochel, the Mazik says by Nazir, that a Nazir not allowed to eat anything pertaining to wine or grapes. The peels, the pits, anything. Vitznan, and it says in the Mishnah that we just quoted, Ma'arvin Lanazir B'yayin. So again, how could he get any hana from wine? Right? It's Asr B'hana. Amar Marzutra, Shani Asam, Damar Kra Nizro Shelo. Right? Same type of drasha. No, there's a pasuk that says Nizro, his Naziris. And that pasuk shows that it's mutter to get some type of hana'a. Nizro. It must be that it's mutter b'hana'a. The Mefarshim explained the Torah Tmima here on this drasha points out that, how do you, Nizro Shalachem, that proves it, because we many Mepharshim say that if something's Asr Bahana, you don't own it. It's not yours. We spoke about chametz, right? You can't be Bekadesh with chametz because it's not yours. So that's the raya here, really. Nizro, by the fact that the Torah calls it his Nazir, is saying something belongs to him, it must be that it's not Asr Bahana. It must be that you still own it. Because halachically, if you can't use something, it's Asr, you don't own it. Function impacts legal ownership in halacha, according to many sources. There's a shuva of the Rivash and elsewhere, but that's what the Gemara is here saying. Nizro, the fact that the Torah calls it his, it must be that it is mutar bahana. Ravashi Amar, a different answer where you know that by Nazirus, it's not Asr Bahana. Kadosh Yeh, the Pazik says, he will be holy. Gadel Peres Sa'arosho, he should grow his hair long. And the Pazik, we assume that the Kadosh, the holy, is talking about the hair. Gidulo Kadosh, his hair is Asr Bahana. He has to burn that under the Mizbeach. The Ein Davar Acher Kadosh, and nothing else is Kadosh. And that's the, we have a special drasha, that the hair is Kadosh and nothing else. So that's the makar, that Nazirus is not Asr Bahana. He asked the Gemara, Midi Ve'ein Davar Acher Ksiv. What's the miyut? Usually you have a miyut, you have a word that's memait. Who? Oh, so. But here there's no miyut, it just says kadosh. So, el mechaber dekid marzutra. Okay, forget it. Go back to what marzutra answered, that nizro is the makar. But parenthetically, this is kadosh yiyeh, one of the few places in halacha that gematria is used by chazal to learn a halacha. Right? Yigadel per kadosh yiyeh. So we learn from there that stam naziris is shloshim yom. That if somebody says I'm a Nazir, it doesn't specify how long, it's 30 days. Because the Gematria of Yi is 30. So, Chazal already. Okay, we have a lot of Achronim that are into Gematria. But Chazal, use it for Halacha here. For the word Yiyah, we darshan how long a Stam Naziris is. Period. Continues the Gemara. So that's Truma and Arla and Naziris next. All right, Chadash. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat Chadash. What's Chadash? I think last Shabbos, Chadash means that I am only allowed to partake in Yashan, old, not Chadash. What's Chadash? I'm only allowed to eat something, produce, that took root before last Pesach. Something that took root since last Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat until the second day of Pesach, when Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Karban HaOmer, that was Matir the Chadash, or Bizman HaZeh, the day passes, and that matters the Chadash. Okay, there's a big mystery in Halacha why many of us are not Makpid on Chadash. It's a big mystery, because it's a Mefurish Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mefurish Rishonim, everybody says it's Halacha even in Chutz La'aretz, so why aren't we Makpid about it? So the Bach has a one defense, and the Rama has a Svek Sveka, but there's a big, real big mystery. There's stories that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to come up one morning and tell all his Hasidim to hold of Yashin, and the Bach came to him in a dream the night before. How dare you, I defended Klal Yisrael, you're going to be Motzi Laz, on all the thousands of Jews that don't keep Yashin. All these mysteries, exactly. So the Baal Shem Tov didn't come out with it. But either way, this is halacha that more and more, there are more bakeries that are saying Yashin, Yashin. This time of year is the hard time. In the summer, everything's Yashin. It's not a big deal to keep Yashin in the summer. But now, this time of year already, there's a good chance that you're going to buy some cakes that the grain grew, took root since last Pesach. And over the summer, and they produced it, and now it's already January, February time. So now this is the crunch time for the people who hold of Yashin. But that's the halacha of Chadash and Yashin. So the Torah says that you can't eat Chadash, lo sochlu, vitznan, yet the Mishnah says in Menachos, kotzen l'shachas v'achal behema. Though you're not allowed to eat beforehand, you're allowed to cut the grains even before the second day of Pesach and give it to your animal. So you see, it's Asur Bahana. I, according to Rabbi Yavo, it should be Asur, but it says no sochlu. Summer of Shamya, again, similar idea. Shani Hasan, Damakra, Kitzirchem Shalachem Yehei. So the Lashon, Kitzirchem, your Kitzira, Mashma, that it is Mutzer Bahana. The Idach, again, Chizkiya, what does he do with this pasuk? He doesn't need the Heter. Kitzirchem, the Kol Yisrael, Mashma. No, just Kitzirchem, this is a general point that all of your cutting is Asur until the Omer. Baharei, Shrut next, Shrutzim. Shrutzim, the Isser to eat insects or other creepy animals. Drachman Amar Sheketz Hu Lo Yeachel. The Pazik says, it's disgusting, it's Sheketz, it's abominable. Lo Yeachel can't be eaten. Right, so this again is going to be a kasha also on Chizkiyah. Vitzan, the Mishnah says, in Shvius, Tzaydichai Va'ofos V'dagim. People, professional animal catchers, fish, birds, and chayos. So let's say you put out your trap, and lo and behold, shenizdam lohem mina tameim. Lo and behold, you caught not only kosher animals, but non-kosher animals. So what do you do with the non-kosher animals? You weren't supposed to catch them. Because as we'll see, there's an isser to do business with non-kosher animals. So what are you supposed to do? You caught them. Says the Mishnah, Mutar l'machal l'nachrim, you can sell it to the non-Jews, you can sell it to Nachrim. Though you weren't supposed to catch it, but if it got caught, she'll let us sell it to a Nachrim. That's the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Lo Yeyachel, period. Doesn't that include Isuri Hana'a? So how can you sell it to the non-Jew? So Gemara says, Shani Asen Domak Rolachem, Shalachem Yehei. Again, the Pasuk says, it's Mutter Bahana'a, Shalachem, it's yours. So Gemara says, one second, it's Mutter Bahana'a, Yachai Filachem Chilanami. So if it's Mutter Bahana'a, it's just us to eat, so even Lachem Chilu, you should be able to catch non-kosher animals and do business with them. Shani achano, the Amar Kora, yiyu, pahava yasan yihu. The Pasuk also says, yiyu, it shall be abominable, so that yiyu includes that it's really asur bahana lachachila. B'diyaved, if you happen to get it, so then it's mutter bahana to sell. This is the issue of doing business with non-kosher animals. Tosas asks, in Amar Kora, v'yim tomar, imkeim susa v'chamar mechiz avninan. How do we sell our horses, says Tosas? How do we sell our donkeys? What's going on, says Tosfos? We do that every day. But Yishlomar, Tosfos says, no. What's the daraisa? To be midi da'achila mayri dafka. Only animals, non-kosher animals that are usually eaten. Horses and donkeys, people aren't into eating. But, you know, other animals, that's what it means. Non-kosher animals that people eat, so that's what is included in the Isser. The Taz in Yoredeya, Taz in Yoredeya quotes the Rashba. This is quoted from the Beis Yosef, Taz in Kufyat Zayin, where this halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kol davar she'aser min haTorah, ava pisha mutar ba'ana, imu davar miyuchad l'maychol, aser l'asos chorito. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. You're not allowed to do business with non-kosher edible animals. Fine. Says the Taz that the Rashba says, why is this? Because gzeira. Why aren't you allowed to do business? Because you might come to eat them. Gzeira shem yochal. That's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. Says the Taz, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Yiyu by Vesan Yehei. What's the Rashba talking about? It's an Issa Daraisa. It's not an Issa Darabanan. That's the question of the Taz. He says, V'tamahati. Shari Bepera Kol Shol Daf Chof Gimel. Issa. Jew Issa Daraisa. Etc. 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 So says the Taz a big chiddush. V'nire Taharashba Kasav Gzeira Zu Shahatora Asura Mishum Zeh Midachazinan Hatir Mishum Lachem V'Issura Mishum Yiyu. Says the Rashba, according to the Taz, the Rashba saw our Gemara. One pasuk is matir, one pasuk is asers. Right? Yiyu lachem. So says the Rashba, what's going on here? Is it mutter, is it aser? So says the Taz, Hari adavar hamasu lachachamim. So you know how the Rashba understood it? It must be a din de oraisa, which the Torah left open for Chazal to tell you what's included in din de oraisa. Similar to, and he quotes, where else does the Gemara say this? An example where the Torah says something's aser, and Chazal determined what's included in the iser. Cholamoid! Cholamoid! The Isra Malachan Cholamoid! The Gemara says, Masur Adavar Lachachamim! What's Asur and Cholamoid? Right? Cholamoid! Davar Ha'avid! We get all these five rules, five things you're allowed to do. Davar Ha'avid, Hefsin Maruba, Sarach Moed, if it's Maisa, not Maisa Uman. So that's by Cholamoid! So it says it has the same thing here. Because the Torah says this is Asur and it's Mutter together, so what does that mean? So that's what how the Rashba understood, that it must be that Chazal determines. So when it says Gzeir Shem Yochal, that's really Chazal explaining the Din D'Oraisa. They're going to Asur this Midoraisa because of the Gzeir Shem Yochal. That's part one of the Taz. By Cholamoid? The Gemara says it by Farish, by Cholamoid. He's extending the principle to this case of doing business with Shratzim. But then the second half of the Taz is what made this Taz well known. And that is, but he quotes a Gemara in Sukkah, a Tosfos in Sukkah, which says, Beferish, that you're allowed to do business with Nevelis and Trefus. So what do you mean? I thought it's Usser, if it's edible food, you're not allowed to do business with it. So how can you do business with Nevelis and Trefus? So it says the Taz is Chiddush, and he says this elsewhere also, which we've discussed before. And that is, V'nira l'tarets, de'ein koach b'yad chachamim le'eser dover shepirsha Torah Beferish leheter. The Yisod of the Taz. If the Torah says something Beferish is mutter, Chazal do not have the power to aser it. The Torah says it's mutter. So this Chazal can't go against the Torah totally. So the Taz says, by Nevel and Trefa, we had it yesterday. It says Beferish, it's mutter to sell it to a guy. It's mutter to give it to a Ger Toshav. So the Torah, the Chazal can't aser that. That can't be included. Because whenever it says something Beferish, you can't say it's aser from the Torah. Where else does the Taz say this? In Hilchas Shofar. Hilchas Shofar, we know, it's up Kuf Peches. That the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we Paskin like the Gzeir and the Rabbah, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, asks the Taz, according to earlier Achronim, one second, a shofar is a musical instrument. Musical instrument? All musical instruments are already Aser on Shabbos, Midrabanan, right? Gzeir Yashem Yisachim Kleshir. Why did Chazal Aser blowing shofar on Shabbos On Rosh Hashanah, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't blow musical instruments. Forget if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tuesday, you should also not blow shofar. Gzer Hashem Yisach and Klei Shir. There's got to be an answer to this question. But that's the kasha of the Mizrahi, the Taz quotes in Tavkuf Peches. You should never blow shofar. Says the Taz, no. If the Torah says to blow shofar, Chazal can't say, never blow shofar. If the Torah says something's mutter, Chazal can't come along and say, it's usher. So if they say it's usher when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, okay. So when the Torah says blow shofar, it means when it falls out on weekday. There's a way to interpret what it says in the Torah. Mashiachin, if they say never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, forget it. They don't have the authority to do that. Chazal or Mosif and goes there on what it says in the Torah. They can't go against what it says in the Torah. He even says also, he says, why don't you make a gzeira? He quotes a similar idea. Why don't you make a gzeira? You can't do bris milah on Shabbos. Gzeira, you'll carry the knife. Right? Gzeira. Doing milah is pretty, is a specialty. You need expertise. More than blowing shofar. Right? I think any moel could probably blow shofar. What do you say? Any bal tokeya, I don't know if they could do bris milah. Right, I think that's a little more expertise. So why don't you go to Shemi Sakin, Shemi Yavi Sakin, or maybe you bring the baby. So that, assuming it's a Daraisa. So said the Taz again, no, the pasuk goes out of its way to say Ubayom Ashmini, and we darshan Ubayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's as if it says in the Torah it's mutter to do meal on Shabbos. So you can't say you can't do meal on Shabbos, because as if it's first in the Torah. The Taz says in a number of places, this is in Arachayim Tav Kuf Peches, and this is in Yoredeya Kuf Yud Zayin, this is the Yisod. So here too, if the Torah matirs Hanah, by Nevel and Shreifa, the Chacham can't say it's Aser. Whenever you have an Issa Drabanan, it's only in a limited way that it's not forgetting what it says in the Torah. What about first of all? What are you going to ask me?
No. The first week, according to Tosfos, Tashbisu only starts after
Chatzos. According to Tosfos, Tashbisu starts after Chatzos, and Chazal made it earlier. So you can't still have Tashbisu after Chatzos if you find some Chametz. Right, Tashbisu could still apply after Chatzos. They didn't totally wipe it out. And also, Tashbisu, according to some, might mean mushbas, min ha'olam. As long as you took care of it, right, the Minchas Chinuch says that,
right, so
then you're Yotzei. Yes, the Kasha, according to the Taz, Minchas Chinuch, the Kasha, that according to the Taz, how did he get rid of Tashbisu totally? What if you find Chametz on Pesach? I don't know, I don't remember. Okay, continues the Gemara, that's the Taz. That's a take-home Taz. Continues the Gemara, Ulechizkiya. So we had all these cases where the Torah asers, and if it goes and says, oh no, it's really mutter. Ulechizkiya, lamli lemetha lo yecha lo maisi lechem lemishrei. Why in this last context, let's say by Shrutzim, the Torah says, you can't, lo yecha, it can't be eaten, and then it has another one to balance it out, lachem. Lo dechlevarachmana lo yecha lo boy lachem. According to Chizkiya in all these cases, don't write either of them, and then you wouldn't think it's aserbana in the first place. You have to have a positive that says aserbana, and another positive that says mutterbana. Don't say either, and you'll know it's mutterbana. So Amalachizkiya, time it is Nami Mehacha. Says Chizkiya, no, these psukim are the mucker for my idea. By the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to give you a heter teaches me that usually Yeachel is Aser Bahana. That's how I know it. I know it from this structure, and therefore I learn it to the cases where it doesn't say this, like by Chametz and other cases. V'harei Chametz, continues the Gemara, Drachmana Amar Lo Yeachel Chametz. 1 second. So everybody agrees. Chizkiya and Rebbevo said by Chametz is Aser Bahana. It's Lo Yeachel. So how could there be a Tana out there that says that Chametz is Mutzer B'Hana? V'Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chametz is Mutzer B'Hana. Tama Asmucha, hey Chametz Aser B'Hana Kol Shiva. Chametz is Aser B'Hana all 7 days? No way! So what's the basis of him? What does Rabbi Yossi do? Bein L'Chizkiya, Bein L'Rabbi Yavo is Aser B'Hana. So Shani Hasam, Damar Kredo, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Darshins, V'lo Yira L'Chach Sa'ar, you shouldn't have Sa'ar, Shelecha Yehei, just like we have the similar drashas, it sounds like something should be shalacha. Shalacha, yay, you just can't eat it, but, or have it in your, or have it in your house, but you're allowed to get hanah from it. V'rabbanan, shalacha, yataroa, avtaro, shalacherim. Rabbanan say, no, shalacha isn't teaching you a heter hanah, it's teaching you what we learned earlier on daf hey, and that is, your chametz, there's no bal yirah, others, there is, your chametz, there is bal yirah, others, there is no bal yirah, v'shal gavoa, or of hektish. V'idach, what is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does he learn that halacha? Trei lachaksibi. It says lacha twice. Va'idach, and what do the Rabbanan do with the extra lacha? Chad benachri shekivashto, v'chad benachri shelo kivashto. Again, what we had earlier, one is talking about a case where a nachri, where you rule over, you're dominating over his chametz, and then the other is a nachri that's more independent, shelo kivashto, both of those are mutter. V'idach, and where does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that halacha from? Tzalaz lachaksibi. If you really add up the psukim by chametz, there are really three lachas. V'idach, chad besar v'chad b'chametz. According to the Rabbanan, what do you do with the third one? To teach me one by sa'ar, yeast, and one by chametz. Vitzrichi, and you need both Sa'ar and Chametz. Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Beitza, which describes that there's a Chumra by each, Chametz and Sa'ar. Chametz itself is edible, so you might have thought if it only said that, that only that is Aser, but yeast is not edible. Yeast makes other things into Chametz, but it's not edible, so you might have thought only Chametz, or the opposite, maybe only Sa'ar is Aser, because that has the power to make other things Chametz. Mashiach gave a Chametz, it just is itself Chametz. So that's why you need both Psukim, one by Sa'ar and one by Chametz. Period. Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this whole machlokas between Chizkia and Rabbi Abahu is really a machlokas Tanoi. Where? The following. It says by the Chaleb of Nevela. The Chaleb of Nevela. That's the context of this pasuk. Chaleb of Nevela can be used for anything you want. So Matam Alomar Lachomalacha. What is the Torah coming to allow to Matir? Sheyachol. What would have been the Havamina? Machlokas. Sheyachol. Lo malachas gavo yehi motel malachas hedyo yehi aser. I would have thought that chelev of a... I'm sorry, the chelev of a nevela could have only been used for hektish usages. Let's say you want to smear a car, you want to smear something of hektish with the fats of the chelev. I would have thought only that's mutter. But malachas hedyo is aser. Tamaloma lacho malacha. Dib Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Yosei Aglili says that's why you learn that it is mutter for all malachos. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sheyachol, a different Havamina. Lumachas Hedyo Yehe Tahor. Lumachas Gavoa Yehe Tameh. I would have thought it's Tahor from Lachas Hedyo, but not from Lachas Gavoa, because Gavoa, Hektish has a higher standard. Tamalam Alecho Malacha. So different Havamina is what you would have thought that the Torah is coming to Matir here. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Lutumah Vatara Lo Itzrach Kra. According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Tumah Tara, you don't need a Pasuk. You learn that from a different source. Ki Itzrach Kra Itzrach Vaheter. What's the Pasuk here coming to teach me? Itzrach Vaheter. So what the Gemara is going to explain it on the next Amud, but let's say, according to Yosef Lili, you need a specific makar to matir it at Bahana. What do you mean? Why do you need a specific makar? It must be, he holds like Rabbi Yavo, that every loyokal is included, includes an Isser Hana. Rabbi Akiva, Isser Vahetar Lo Tharakra. Rabbi Akiva, no, it doesn't need a pasik, because it would be Mutter Memela. Ki Yitzrakra Lutum Avatara. So let's see what the Gemara says. My lab hakamiflagi. So what's this machlokas about? Rabbi Yosei Aglili Savar Lo Sochlu Mashma Bein Isser Akila Bein Isser Hana. The original pasik here was, before it says, Yeyase, it can be used for everything, but still the original pasik that Aser says Lo Sochlu. So maybe Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds Bashma Bein Isser Akila Bein Isser Hana. He holds like Chizkiyah, and therefore it's Aser Habana, the Chiyasa Krala Mishri Nevel Bano Dasa. And that's why you need the pasik to teach me that it's Mutter Bahana, even for Hetiot. Rabbi Akiva Savar Isser Akila Mashma is not Lo Mashma. Because Rabbi Akiva, the issue isn't Isser and Heter, it's only Tumentara. So therefore it must be why? Because he's not worried about Isser, because it's not Aser Bahana. V'chiyasa Krala Tumavetara. Isn't that the Machlokas Tanoim? So now we have Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avahu in the Machlokas Tanoim.
Yesterday, the
Pasuk
said, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela.
Well, we're gonna let's look at the answer. Lo, the question is, that's we're going to talk about Chelev and Nevela now. So we're going to get into the same issue as yesterday. Is that included in the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Lo, no, the Machlokas of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosei Aglili is not the same Machlokas Tanon. Really, everybody could hold like Rabbi Avahu. And this is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosei Aglili Savar Kisha Hutra Nevela Hi Hutra Chelva Vagida Lo Hutra. Right? No, like Menachem just asked. When the Torah matir nevela. So the question is, what did it matir by nevela? Everybody holds that it's us. So the question is, do you have another pasuk already that's matiring it? So Rabbi Yosei says, when nevela was matired, only it was matired. But yesterday we said its gid wasn't matired. So here too we're also saying, its chelev was not included. Because chelev and basar might be different. Chelev is not included in basar. Just like we said yesterday, according to some shitas, gidin, the sinews is not, the gidanash is not included in the basar. So too, that's what Rabbi Yosei says, that the chelev is not included in basar. That's why you have to use this pasuk of Yisrael Chomalacha to teach me that it's mutter. V'yisakra lehetarano dasa. Rabbi Akiva savar, no. Rabbi Akiva held the other way. Kishahutra nevela chelav agida nami hutru. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it is included already in the other pasuk. V'yisakra lehetumavatara. That's why this pasuk is open to be used for tumentara. Period. Continues the Gemara within this discussion. Fine, you have this pasuk to include chaylev is mutter bahana, elogid name of the usher, but do you have a pasuk to tell me that gid is mutter bahana? What does Rabbi Yossi Iglili hold about gid? He says it's included in the isser, so where do you find a makar that is mutter? So two ibai say makar name the usher. Maybe he holds like that Rabbi Shimon we had yesterday, that gidin is usher bahana. Ibai say, but no, ma'asila b'kavachomer. Maybe he learns it from a kavachomer. Once you know that chaylev is mutter, he'll tell you gidin is mutter based on a kavachomer. Why? Uma chaylev, if you eat chaylev, chaylev is non-kosher fat. If you ate chaylev, sha'anish kareis, that the punishment for chaylev is kareis, mutter bahana, yet the Torah allows you to get benefit from it. So gid, sha'anish kareis, gid anasha is in a salav. If you eat a gid anasha, you get malchus. It's not a good thing to do, but it's not kareis. So gid, sha'anish kareis, lo kosher gain. So gid, which is a much lesser of an iser, so surely that should be mutter bahana. That's the kavachomer that he will learn it from. V'rib shimid asar. What about Rib shimid who holds gid is asar bahana? What does he do with this logic? The kavachomer. Remember we mentioned kavachomer can go back and forth because it's based on logic. So ikal mifrach, no malach chaylev shekuhut mechalal itzalchaya. Chaylev has a kula. Don't tell me that chaylev is more chomer because it's kares. Chaylev also has a kula. Not all chaylev is aser. Only chaylev of a behema, of a tame animal, is aser. Chaylev of a chaya is mutter. Zeres hakasav. Right, the Torah says only chaylev of a behema, not of a chaya. So chaylev is kal. Tomar begid shlohudim mechalal itzalchaya. But gidin, the gidanasha of behemas and chayas are all aser. So you see gidin amar chomer. So knocks out the kavachomer. So Gemara says ve'idach bebeva karmina. So Rabbi Yehuda will answer back, what are you bringing me and other animals for? I'm talking about behemoths. Within the world of behemoths, chaylev is more chamer than gidin. Okay, you're right. In another context, by other animals, it's more kal. But I'm not talking about other animals. I'm talking about a behemoth. The behemoth, me, is low history. Within the world of behemoth, it doesn't have a heter. Period. So that's how you could have one person who holds of the kal v'chomer and one person who doesn't hold of the kal v'chomer. Fine. Okay, so we've had two blot of Rabbi Chizki and Rabbi Yavo. So the Gemara says, let's get down to business. Michti, osvinu kolani kroi v'shaninu. We asked a lot of kashas and we gave a lot of answers. Chizki and Rabbi Yavo, but my pliki. At the end of the day, is there any machlokas between them? Do they hold of any difference in halacha? Chomis bepesach alibad rabbanan. Chomis bepesach according to the rabbanan, meaning not Rabbi Yisrael Glili. But shor haniskav alibad adivri akol. Chizki and nafik lemi lo yeachel. Rabbi Bo nafik lemi nevelo. They each have their own makaros. But michti bein lamar, sirin bahana. It's also bahana at the end of the day. So what's the difference between them? Is there an afkamina between them? So my binayu, ike binayu, chulin shishkudu ba'azara. Maybe the only difference is what we said at the beginning of yesterday's daf. Chulin shishkudu ba'azara. If you have a chulin animal that shechted in the azara, is that usher or not? Chizkiya savar, lo ye achel emutehani. Chizkiya says, lo ye achel, already excludes, it doesn't, meaning it's not a general rule. It's ma'ait. All the other cases where it says lo sochal, it's not included. Oso lim ute chulin shishkudu ba'azara. So for the heter of oso can be used for this is mutter, but other the chulin shishkudu ba'azara is this is aser. I'm sorry, chulin shishkudu ba'azara is mutter. Is aser. Rabbi Avo savar oso lim ute hani. According to Rabbi Avo, you needed, remember oso. Rabbi Avo according to Rabbi Yehuda that we had at the beginning of yesterday's daf. According to him, he needed the word oso to teach me. By the general rule that oso is to teach me that whenever it has an iser hana, you need a pasuk to teach me that it's mutter. If you don't have one, it's also aser b'hana. So hani chulin shishkudu ba'azara abda raisin inu. So therefore, you do not have a pasuk open to teach me chulin shishkudu ba'azara. So therefore, Rabbi Yavo would hold it is not to oraisa. So at the end of the day, says the Gemara, that's the one nafkamina between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yavo, whether chulin shishkudu ba'azara is aser d'oraisa or aser d'rabban. Tosfos here says Tosfos my binayu tame al Rashba. Lema diika beinayu chametz noksha v'chametz dog and gomer di tarobes. What if you have chametz noksha, which is inedible chametz, or it's only, and we passing the chametz noksha is aser midrabanan. So says the Tosfos, that's included based on a Gemara later on from the pasuk of lo sochlu. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu includes chametz tarobes, chametz noksha. So that's lo sochlu. So maybe that's an afkamina. According to Chizkiya, it should be mutter bahana. According to Beis Avos, it should be aser bahana. Lo sochlu. So chametz patarobes. It says Tosfos at the end. The chitaim, and if you want to answer, kiva de marbina leila achilu huadin laana imkains kariz nami lachayiv. And if you want to say no, once it's included, so then it automatically jumps. If it's included in isra achila, it's automatically aser bahana. Then Tosfos says, why do you stop? Say it's aser chayiv kares, and we know it's not chayiv kares. So Tosfos does not answer the question. He says, why doesn't the Gemara give this as an answer? The Ran in the Plishi Aran here. The Ran here says no. He says, you know it's Asr Ba'achila. So Tosfos says, why don't you say it jumps to Isr Hanah? Tosfos says, you can't say it jumps to Isr Hanah because then it'll jump to Isr Karis. Says the Rano. Very important Yisod. Really, lo havi bakaris mishum dekivan da'achila v'hana'a ki hadadi ninhu begili milsa sagi. Achila and Hana'a have a relationship. The Isra Achila and Isra Hana'a could go together. Once you know it's usher, something is Asr Ba'achila, and now it's in the Chametz category, it could then be Asr Ba'hana'a. That's not such a jump, says the Ran. Aval kares, nehi de'isa b'chametz dogon, lo yafino lemine b'chametz noksha b'chametz dogin gamarai de tarovis. Says the Ran, he doesn't explain himself, but he says there's a relationship between Isr Achila and Isr Hana'a. Yet, Isr kares might be different. Therefore, it's not so bad to jump from Isr Achila to Isr Hana'a. Where is this? This is a big issue, and the one that's the makar that is. Thanks, you got that. The makar that is quoted regarding this is the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. Nekuda Nifla. First time I heard this, I remember it was one of the first year in yeshiva years ago, and they said the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. I said, is that a new sefer? The Nekuda Nifla? I know the Mishnah Torah. I know the Pirshei Mishnayos. What's the Nekuda Nifla? Is a new sefer? The Rambam? No, it's the Pirshei Mishnayos and Krisus. Oh, now I understand. The Pirshei Mishnayos and Krisus. The Rambam says, let me tell you, v'yesh v'edvenu elu Nekuda Nifla. No, you're allowed. What's the Nekuda Nifla? The context of the Rambam is talking about Isser Mosif. If something's Usser and you want it to become more Usser, can one Isser be Chal and another Isser? It can if it's an Isser Mosif. So the Rambam discusses, if you have the Isser of Basur B'Chalav, which is Usser Bahana, can it be Chal on Chalev, which is Usser Ba'achila? So says the Rambam, why don't you say it can be Chal, Isser Chal, Isser? Isn't it an Isser Mosif? Isn't it adding on an Isser Hana? Says the Rambam, no. Because in the Isser Hana, this is the Nekuda Nifla. Isser Hana'a is just an expansion of Isser Achila in many cases. When you have a Dvar Nechal, not the general rule everywhere, but at least says the Rambam by Basar B'Chalav, the Isser Hana'a Basar B'Chalav is an outgrowth of Isser Achila. After all, says the Rambam, it's the same exact Pasuk. Right? Lo Yivashim Gadi B'Chalav Imo teaches me all of them. There's no separate Pasuk to teach me an Isser Achila and a separate Pasuk to teach me Isser Hana'a. Says the Rambam sometimes, for example, Basar B'Chalav, Isser Hana'a is an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. That's the Nekuda Nifla. So again, that's what the Ran here is alluding to. The Ran here says, don't jump on me, says Tosfos, that the second you go to Hana'a, you get to go to Kares? No! You could expand to Hana'a and not go to Kares, and that is very understandable, and that's why it's not a Nafkamina in the Gemara, because it's Asr B'Hana'a according to both. So you can't bring that as a Nafkamina. Period. We'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Today's shiur is the Zecha Nishmas, Shraga Faivo Ben Yisrael. Shraga Faivo Ben Yisrael.
Why Rabbi Shimon said that Gidin are Asr B'Hana'a.